Hey everybody, what's going on? So my name is Robert and welcome back to the Balance Blueprint Podcast. And we just talk about things that affect you in life. And when people are trying to make changes, you know, it's important to make sure we have a balanced approach to what we're doing, that we're keeping our minds healthy, our bodies healthy, and we're moving towards making that income level that we want to make. Maybe you've lost a job or you need additional income or whatever the case may be. And that's kind of what this is about. You can't just go all in and, you know, wear yourself out and then you have burnout and then you don't even get where you want to go. So with that being said, today I want to talk about courage. And courage is something that if you allow the lack of courage to discourage you and to keep you from doing the things you want to do, you're going to miss out on a lot in life. And that's one thing that I learned kind of the hard way, is that if you don't put yourself outside of that comfort zone, you're not going to be able to expand your horizons and your opportunities. And it was a kind of an eye-opening moment. Like many years ago, I decided, you know what? I'm going to push myself outside of my comfort zone. And I still don't do a great job of that. But by doing that, it has really opened me up to a lot of new opportunities. And it's just like the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz. He probably missed out on so much because he didn't find his courage until the very end. And that's kind of sad. And I don't want to be the Cowardly Lion. And I don't think you want to be the Cowardly Lion either. Now, I'm not saying just throw caution to the wind and just go out and do whatever it is you want to do and any way you want to do it, because that can be a little dangerous. But you do have to be smart about it. But for those of us who are trying to embark on a new phase of our life, a new journey, it's important to have some courage to take one step after the other. And it's okay to take baby steps. You don't have to take leaps and bounds. But it is important to take those steps, regardless of how small they are, and to keep going. And like this sign right here says, don't quit. And I put that there because I like that. And that's what I'm about, is continuing forward and not quitting. I could tell you that this whole content creation YouTube journey has been a little bit different than what I expected. It's been a little bit harder to actually be productive or to, you know, earn any type of revenue, which I'm still not really earning much. But I do have a couple channels that are monetized. But it's something that I'm going to stick to. Because you know what? It might take a year or two before it fully kicks off. And I've watched so many YouTube videos and so many content creators that say, you know what? I did it for X number of years and then suddenly I had a video of mine that just took off. So with that in mind, it's important to understand that you just can't give up and that you want to keep moving forward and doing what you want to do. Look, I get it. It's kind of scary. And not everyone can say like, oh, I just want to be in front of a camera and I want to record myself, because this whole interaction right here, basically, I'm just talking to myself right now in the camera. But in all reality, I'm actually talking to you, the viewer. And so that's what you have to think about, right? So you have to understand who you're trying to reach, that you're not just sitting here talking to yourself, that you're actually talking to someone else that's watching or listening to this content. And when you start to look at it in that kind of perspective, it makes it a whole lot easier, because you're not just looking at yourself like, oh, I'm just talking to myself in an empty room at a camera and a microphone, because it's a little bit odd at first. I'm not going to lie. But again, the more you do it, the easier it is. You have to have a little bit of courage to move past that awkwardness, which really is kind of a fear. Like you have a fear of the unknown. You've never done this before. You don't know what it's going to turn out like. You don't know if you sound good or if you look good or if the background is good. But you know what? Sometimes you just have to start, and then you can kind of analyze from that point things that you might need to change. So for example, if you go back and you look at some of my original videos on my first channel that I started, which is actually doing decent right now, the videos are terrible. And I've actually made several different changes in where my desk sits in this room to present a better, you know, visual. And so you can kind of adjust things as you go. It doesn't have to be perfect right off the bat. You know, I upgraded my mic. I first started out just using a Rode Wireless Go, which is a fantastic mic. Then I added a lavalier mic to the Rode so that I didn't have this bulky thing sitting on my shirt. And then I decided, since so much of what I'm doing is sitting at my desk making these talking head videos, that I would invest in a desk microphone. So I did a lot of research, and sometimes I over research, and I have a hard time like which one's the best because I overanalyze everything. But at any rate, I decided on this SteelSeries microphone, and it had fantastic ratings. It is a XLR mic, and it sounds great. And to me, that was just the right choice. So I was really happy with that purchase. But you don't have to do that. I mean, there's a lot of people that just talk straight into their phone. If that's all you've got, use it. You know, as far as the camera goes, I originally had bought a GoPro because when I first started researching, like, oh, what do you need to do this? There was a lot of people that said, hey, that was a great camera to use. But I quickly found out that it's, and at least in my opinion, it's not that great of a camera to use in this kind of environment because it has no autofocus. So you can't move in and out to the camera and change the focal point. You can't get any kind of you know, depth like with any kind of bokeh, which this camera doesn't either, but not as much as what you'd want. This is a 4K camera as opposed to the GoPro, which in webcam mode can only record in 1080. It can't record in 4K, which I didn't know that until after the fact. So this is an actual webcam. This is a Logitech Brio 4K, and I use the mic. The software I use to record is a free software called OBS. It's fantastic. There's a lot of things that can really help you along the way that have no cost to them. You might have to deal with like a watermark or obviously a limited number of minutes or videos or whatever the case may be, but there's a lot of free products and content out there that you can utilize. So I will put some links into the description to some of these things so you can go check them out for yourself. They are affiliate links on some of them, like for the camera and whatnot, through the Amazon Associates. So if you do purchase one of these items from that link, I greatly appreciate it. It just goes to kind of help the channel. And that's kind of what all this is about, you know, is generating some additional income that it's not affecting you. When you click the link and buy, it doesn't cost you any more. They just pay me a commission, basically. And so you can also join the Amazon Associates program. It's super easy. It's just a short little application, and you're approved. And then you have to make a sale within, I think, I think it's 180 days. So you have like 6 months that you have to make some qualifying sales, I think five. So it's not that hard. And they pretty much sell everything under the sun. So you can link to almost any product that you want to link to. So I would encourage you to go and investigate that. But, you know, you just have to go out and do it. And so as I've been going through this whole process for myself, I've, you know, made this change, that change, and I continue to improve. One of the things that I learned quickly is that better audio is better than better video. I know it sounds a little weird, but there's a lot of people that will listen and not necessarily watch. So, you know, it's important to have good audio. If people can understand what you're saying, they can tolerate some video that maybe isn't that super sharp. But if they can't understand what you're saying, it doesn't matter what the video looks like, they're going to move on. And that's not what you want. So I would encourage you that if you can, take a little bit and investigate and buy yourself a decent mic. Again, I'll link to the Rode Wireless Go in the description, so you can check that out. I'll link to the SteelSeries. I'll link to this webcam, and so you can go check them out. If all you have is your phone, use that. There's actually quite a bit of videos that I did just using my Galaxy S23 Ultra. It has a fantastic camera on it. The only problem with using it is, again, it doesn't really support a webcam mode. And even if it did, it would be restricted down to 1080. And I want a higher resolution than that. But if you're just doing a recording, like you just start recording on your phone, you can record in 4K if you want to. And it has amazing autofocus. I was like shocked. I was really impressed. It just doesn't work well in mounting it and being able to see what, you know, making sure you're lined up right. It was just a little more complicated. But it can be done, and you can definitely use it. So if that's all you have, roll with it. But I guess getting back to the whole point of this video is you got to have some courage. You got to find whatever it is inside of you that's going to motivate you. For me, it was a loss of a job and part of my income that motivated me to be like, you know what, I'm going to just do this now. I've been thinking about it for years, but just never did it. And so that was a thing that kind of pushed me over the edge. You don't necessarily have to have some life-changing moment to push you over the edge. You just have to have some motivation to do it. And you got to sometimes create your own courage. You just have to like put that foot out there and not worry if you're going to fall off the cliff or not, because you're not. It's, you know, there was somebody that said one time that, you know, we worry about things and only 5% of what we think is going to happen even has the potential of happening. And then only like 1% of that 5% actually comes to fruition. So basically, we are fretting over something that is like, the odds are so astronomically in your favor to not happen. It's like, just don't even worry about it. Again, just be smart. You know, don't go crazy. If you have a little money that you can spend to invest in some equipment, I definitely recommend, you know, getting a good mic. You can upgrade your camera. I would like to get a professional style camera, like, you know, like a Canon R50 or something that has fantastic video capabilities. But, you know, that's a $500-$700 investment. And then I have to then, you know, learn the settings on the camera and have some other components that go along with that to make sure it records correctly to a computer or whatever the case may be. And which is fine, but I'm just not there yet. And I will be at some point, but I'm just not there yet. So this right here has turned out to be like the perfect solution for me. It's an upgrade from what I had. It didn't cost me hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And it is a fantastic video quality. So it's worked out. Don't worry about failure because you're going to stumble. Things aren't going to always work out right, and you just have to move past it. I would encourage you to, like, if you're on Facebook, there are tons of Facebook groups that are supporting each other as far as, you know, beginning on YouTube. And so I would encourage you to go look at some of those. Again, I can link some of those in the description. So, I mean, you'll have to join the group if you want to, but there's tons of information, and people in these groups, they're just like you and I. They're, you know, some are just starting out, some are already been in it for a little while, some are super successful, and they have no problem giving helpful tips and information and advice if you want it. So I encourage you to go check that out. And of course, if there's any questions or comments you have for me, please put them in the comment section. I am good about responding. I will, if it's a question, I will answer it to the best of my ability. If I don't know the answer, I will try to find the answer for you or give you some resources where you can go and find the answer yourself. I would love to read any comments that you have. If you have any suggestions for me, maybe you have like, hey, I have an idea to make things better. I would love to hear that too. So, and here's another thing. Just be you, right? Don't, you know, you watch all these videos of all these people who are like super successful and, you know, they're have, you know, millions of viewers and subscribers, and it's okay to take pieces from these other videos and inspiration from these other content creators to help kind of steer you in the right direction. But don't try to be them, because you're not them and they're not you. You have something unique about you. Just your personality, let it come through, how you do things. That's the way you need to do it. Don't try to be something or somebody that you're not, because then your videos kind of look like they're like staged or scripted or whatever you want to call it. I did it in the beginning. You know, I thought, okay, I got to be like this, I got to be like that. And what I realize is the videos that I just be me are way more popular than the videos where I was trying to be something I'm not. You know, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to have, you know, these moments where you're like, you know, you forget your words, or, you know, the camera's not working right, or, you know, audio's kind of messed up, or whatever the case is, those are going to happen. So you just have to kind of like work through it. And, you know, eventually you're going to get a process down that is a pretty consistent process, and it just always works. So again, it's just finding that process. So if you're considering getting into the content creation on YouTube, I encourage you to do that. They even have where you can do faceless videos. So you can create content, you can use your voice, you can have images and different things in the video without actually showing your face. So if you're conscientious about being actually on camera, there's ways around that. So you don't have to do that. But if you don't have an issue with that, then just go out there and do it. You know, you're going to end up starting to record, and then you're going to be like, you're going to watch it back and you go, oh, that sounds better or looks better than I thought. Or, hey, you know what? I need to change that background. Or, you know what? I need to do XYZ or whatever it is. And you're going to end up changing it, and you're going to modify it, and you're going to finally get to the point where you're like, you know what? I'm happy with this. Like right now, the way my setup is, I am extremely happy with this setup. I like my mic. I like this camera. I like the lights that I'm using. I don't mind the background because, you know, I like Tennessee. So the orange and white checkerboard works for me. You know, I got this sign over here because it's a reminder to me every time I sit down in this chair, don't quit. Just keep going. So, you know what? If you want to put something like that in your frame that is a kind of a constant reminder to you, like, you know what? Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Do it. You know, I have this stuff, over here because, you know, I'm a gamer and I like technology. So it's just kind of fun stuff. Over here, that you can't really see, but it's a box for the, you know, the microphone just because I like it and I want people to see what I'm using. So that way it kind of builds some curiosity. You could do some colored lighting like I have back here. It kind of helps separate you in the background, which is what you want to do. You want to kind of separate yourself from your, you know, surroundings in the back. It helps with video quality. So anyways, you know, there's so many different little things, but you don't have to do it all at once. You don't have to have this fancy setup. Like this area here that I'm in is our bonus room that we haven't used for a long time because the kids are all out of the house and the TV was up here stopped working. So we just never really used it. It was like storage for a long time. And so finally I thought, you know what, I'm just going to clean it out and I'm going to make whatever corner of this room my little studio, if you will. And the desk I'm using is old, like just a flat large tabletop desk. It's not really a desk. It was actually used to wrap Christmas gifts. It had like a thing that sat up on the backside that, you know, had little bars that you could put your wrapping paper in, so it just made it easy to wrap. But again, we hadn't used it in years. So I took that piece off and it's just a nice big table that have plenty of room for monitors. I can actually flip the camera down. I can do unboxings or whatever the case may be. Plenty of room for my mic equipment. And I just use what I have. Now, I did end up buying a different chair because the chair I was using was extremely uncomfortable. But I didn't have to, you know, I just did that because, I sit in the chair a lot and I wanted to be comfortable. And so I use it for this and I use it for my gaming. So, use what you have and upgrade as you go. If you need some support, maybe a little push to help you get that courage going, hit me up in the comments. I'll be happy to, you know, give you any advice, information, whatever it is, and help you along this journey. It's actually been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it. And the more I'm doing it, the easier it's getting, and the more I'm enjoying it. So again, you just have to start. Because when I first started this, I wouldn't say terrified, but I was like, man, this is like nerve-wracking. It's not that nerve-wracking anymore. So you just have to, you know, kind of get out there and do it. So listen, I'm going to put links in the description to, you know, some of these things I've talked about. And I encourage you to put yourself out there, have a little courage, because it's not as scary as it seems, and start your journey. It'll be fun, and who knows where it's going to take you. You might end up having some video that goes viral, and it's going to be a life-changing moment for you. You just never know. Listen, I really appreciate you guys tuning in and watching, and it's been, again, a fantastic journey so far, and I'm just excited to see it grow. So I appreciate you. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe, and hit that little bell icon so you can get future updates. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you in the next episode.